published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Introduction. This is not a book about telling your company's story. A book like that would be a waste of time. Customers don't generally care about your story, they care about their own. Your customer should be the hero of the story, not your brand. This is the secret every phenomenally successful business understands. What follows is a 7-part framework that will change the way you talk about your business and perhaps the way you do business. Each year, we help more than 3,000 businesses stop wasting money on marketing and get their company growing by helping them clarify their message. This framework will work for you, regardless of your industry. To get the most out of this book, I encourage you to do 3 things. 1, read the book and understand the SB7 framework. 2, filter your message through the framework. 3, clarify your message so customers listen. Marketing has changed. Businesses that invite their customers into a heroic story grow. Businesses that don't are forgotten. May we all be richly rewarded for putting our customer story above our own. Section 1, Why Most Marketing is a Money Pit. Chapter 1, The Key to Being Seen, Heard, and Understood. Most companies waste enormous amounts of money on marketing. We all know how mind-numbing it is to spend precious dollars on a new marketing effort that gets no results. When we see the reports, we wonder what went wrong, or worse, whether our product is really as good as we thought it was. But what if the problem wasn't the product? What if the problem was the way we talked about the product? The problem is simple. The graphic artists and designers we're hiring to build our websites and brochures have degrees in design and know everything about Photoshop, but how many of them have read a single book about writing good sales copy? How many of them know how to clarify your message so customers listen? And worse, these companies are glad to take your money, regardless of whether you see results or not. The fact is, pretty websites don't sell things. Words sell things. And if we haven't clarified our message, our customers won't listen. If we pay a lot of money to a design agency without first clarifying our message, we might as well be holding a bullhorn up to a monkey. The only thing a potential customer will hear is noise. Still, clarifying our message isn't easy. I had one client say that when he tried to do so, he felt like he was inside the bottle trying to read the label. I understand. Before I started StoryBrand, I was a writer and spent thousands of hours staring at a blank computer screen, wondering what to say. That soul-wrenching frustration led me to create a communication framework based on the proven power of story, and I swear it was like discovering a secret formula. The writing got easier, and I sold millions of books. After using the framework to create clear messages in my books, I used it to filter the marketing collateral in my own small company. Once we got clear, we doubled in revenue for 4 consecutive years. I now teach that framework to more than 3,000 businesses each year. Once they get their message straight, our clients create quality websites, incredible keynotes, emails that get opened, and sales letters people respond to. Why? Because nobody will listen to you if your message isn't clear, no matter how expensive your marketing material may be. At StoryBrand, we've had clients double, triple, and even quadruple their revenue after they got one thing straight: their message. The StoryBrand framework has been just as effective for billion-dollar brands as it has for mom-and-pop businesses, and just as powerful for American corporations as it has for those in Japan and Africa. Why? Because the human brain, no matter what region of the world it comes from, is drawn toward clarity and away from confusion. The reality is, we aren't just in a race to get our products to market, we're also in a race to communicate why our customers need those products in their lives. Even if we have the best product in the marketplace, we will lose to an inferior product if our competitor's offer is communicated more clearly. So what's your message? Can you say it easily? Is it simple, relevant, and repeatable? Can your entire team repeat your company's message in such a way that it is compelling? Have new hires been given talking points they can use to describe what the company offers and why every potential customer should buy it? How many sales are we missing out on because customers can't figure out